hear a motion to approve the minutes of the Finance Commission Audit Committee meeting held on August 19th, 2016.
So.
Hector has made the motion.
Second.
Second from Lori. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the ayes have it, and the motion passes. Okay. Leslie, do you have anything?
On the review of the agency activities, we have a report on page 5 of the outstanding audit items, findings from previous reports. And you'll see here there are four items, the bottom four items that are in progress from the June internal audit report. And these are all expected, they state they're all expected to be completed by December. That may need to be pushed a little bit into January as we've had some other priorities that have required some reallocation of our resources, but it'll be shortly thereafter if indeed that is. And then the top item is the DPS audit finding that's in progress, but it's a much longer term project. And then I just mentioned to the audit committee that the audit by the state auditor's office of our agency continues. We're nearing the completion of field work, we believe, and anticipate that it may conclude by the end of the month. And an anticipated report release would be sometime in December. Okay. And that's it.
All right.
I'd like to ask Stephanie Newberg to give our report.
Hi, Stephanie Newberg, Texas Department of Banking. The first item we had was from our 2016 Garza audit. It was the only recommendation left that we hadn't completed, and now our new IT procedures are in place, and it does include guidance on how we waive an examination procedure, so that one is considered completed. I also wanted to report that our state auditor's office audit has been completed. The field work ended at the end of September. In the last meeting we had with them, they said that the draft report, they hope to have it to us by the end of October, and then we're given 10 days to draft a response, and then the final report, the expected date of release is right before Thanksgiving or at Thanksgiving. And they asked for each of your individual emails, so I'm not sure if you're gonna get the draft or the final, but it will be sent directly to you when it is completed. So we're almost done with that. And I just wanna thank everybody at the banking department that worked on it. It was much longer than we ever anticipated. I think we started in May and ended at the end of September, so I just wanna thank all the staff that did work on the audit. And then lastly, I talked to Garza and Gonzalez and Associates, our internal auditor, and they said they have scheduled to do our risk assessments in January, and so at the February meeting, they will be bringing the audit plan and the risk assessments, and we'll be doing all the audits later in the spring and summer of 17. And that's all I have.
Commissioner Jones?
Yes. So for savings and mortgage lending, the recommendations coming out of Garza Gonzalez's management information system audit, the first recommendation has been completed. The second recommendation is will be conducted by DIR's third party, and DIR has informed us that that's scheduled to begin late November. And the third item involves us working with our contracted managed service provider for IT, and we are in the early stages of beginning that work.
Okay. Thank you. Any members have any questions? Okay. Discussion of and possible vote to recommend that the Finance Commission take action on the agency's August 31st, 2016 investment officer report. Commissioner Pettijohn.
Yes, ma'am. On page 9 begins our investment officer report, and you'll see the first residential mortgage loan originator recovery fund, really standard activity in that fund. And then on page, this is the page number 10, sorry, is again, this is the report from the Financial Education Endowment Fund. And again, we've had normal activity through the last fourth quarter, and so I'd be happy to answer any questions, but it continues. No substantial additions and just normal activity in that fund.
Okay.
Okay. Stephanie, would you come up, please?
Sure.
Our report begins on page 11, and again, Stephanie Newberg for the record. The other additions column and number two for our trust-funded guarantee fund, and for our newest member, this is the guarantee fund where a dollar is paid in for every contract that's sold in case there's a defalcation at a permit holder. We collected restitution from individual funeral homes totaling almost $22,000 this last quarter, and everything else was just normal reoccurring items. And then our insurance funded guarantee fund, there was no activity. The dollar assessments come in the first part of the year, so we won't see anything in this one unless we have a claim until next March. That was page 12. And then on page 13 is the one seizure that we have. It's El Paso Mission Funeral Home in El Paso, Texas. There was a criminal investigation done with in conjunction with us and the local police department. The owner was arrested and charged. The DA has yet to take it to the grand jury for an indictment. And so we went ahead with our procedures, and we came to an agreed order with the owners, and they are going to pay restitution at the sum of $290,000. The first $10,000 has been paid. And then there were 27 contracts that were still active. This is an individual that canceled the majority of the contracts and just took the money. There are 29 active contracts still. We have bid those out. We are hoping that we can get another funeral home to take those contracts. The bid closes today. We haven't gotten any as of this morning, but, you know, there's still today. There's still hope. And at the very least, all of these individuals can make a claim to the guarantee fund. We will make a claim on their behalf to the guarantee fund, so no one will lose any money. We just hope that we can recoup it then from the owners of the funeral home.
Thank you. Savings and mortgage lending, the recovery trust fund report begins on 14 and ends on 15. This is the statutorily restricted fund that applicants pay into, and the reason to be able to use this fund is to pay claims made by consumers who feel they have been harmed by a licensed mortgage originator. There were no payouts paid in fiscal year 16. We had one that we approved. We were in preparation of the funds to be sent to the claimant, and the respondent, the loan originator, paid those funds directly to the claimant. That happens frequently when we find a valid claim, because if the recovery fund makes that payment, then the licensee is not eligible to be licensed until they have reimbursed the fund. Okay. Do y'all have any questions?
Do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the agency's August 31st, 2016 investment officer reports?
So made.
Lori?
Second.
Hector, second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. Next is the discussion of and possible vote to recommend that the Finance Commission take action on the re-adoption of the investment policies for the Office of the Consumer Credit Commission and Texas Department of Banking and Office of Consumer Credit.
I should say FML.
Whoa!
We're getting double.
Okay. Have you all had a chance to read it? Any comments or questions? Okay. Do I hear a motion and recommend that the Finance Commission approve the readoption of the agency's investment policies?
So moved.
Lori?
Second.
Second with Hector. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. Next is the discussion of and possible vote to recommend that the Finance Commission take action on the agency's 2016 fourth quarter financial statements. Did we go through that, or any question on any of them?
I would just note that we submitted the annual financial reports that were submitted to the those formal annual financial reports that were submitted to the comptroller's office. The members were provided with the information and copies of those, and those were all prepared by the agencies by the deadline of October 1st. And we can answer any questions on those.
Did anybody have any questions on any of the financials as presented? Okay. Do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the agency's 2016 fourth quarter financial statements?
So moved.
Lori made the first. Is there a second?
Second.
Hector second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. Okay. Report on activities related to the Texas Financial Education Endowment Fund.
Okay. It was a brief report on page 47, but first I'd like to recognize Jessica Salazar. There she is. Come on up, Jessica, just real briefly. Let Jessica introduce herself. She's been working on the endowment fund and the grant program, and she has a report I think she's distributed just to, for your information, but I'll just let you quickly describe what's in the report for them.
Thank you, Commissioner. Madam Chair, members of the committee, again, I am Jessica Salazar with the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner and the grant coordinator for the Texas Financial Education Endowment Grant. In your packet, you will find a copy of our semi-annual grant report that provides a summary of the activities performed by the eight programs that were awarded grant funds. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Very good. It's fairly early in the cycle, but since some of the members weren't here when we awarded the grants, there's a description of each of the programs, and so this is just for your information. But thank you, Jessica. Appreciate your work on the grant program.
Anybody have any other discussions or comments? Okay, there being no further business, this meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas is now adjourned, and the time is 8:45.